This is the Patchwork Suite, a collection of newly composed works based on a classical theme and inspired in part by a visual art form. Across the course of the season, we'll piece the suite together as we delve into the stories of the creatives involved. I'm Mary Claire Murphy, your Patchwork Suite host, and the theme I've shared with composers for Season 2 is a classical guitar lament called An Episode of Life, from the Songs Without Words by Madame Sidney Pratton. Each composer has interpreted this theme in their own way, having drawn some inspiration from a mural of choice. Any mural, indoor or outdoor, and so we allow the music to transport us there. The conceptual patchwork we're building becomes more of a collage as we shift our attention away from the textile focus of Season 1 over to the art of murals for Season 2. It seems to me like not too far a leap from one to the other, since both art forms are highly integrated into everyday life. Many fabrics from last season were, of course, fabrics intended to be either worn or used, and not simply viewed. In that way, they contributed to experiences that composers then relayed through their musical variations on a theme by Enrique Granados. Sure, murals aren't intended to be that same tactile experience, but with some vigilance, we might start to notice murals all around us in a variety of contexts, perhaps adorning a school hallway or a gymnasium, a hospital, an airport, a place of worship, or even the walls of your favorite local restaurant. Maybe you have a mural within your own home. Murals are art at work in our lives and in our communities, to be enjoyed by one and all. This season of Murals Through Music will take us from here in Toledo to across the country to murals overseas as well. While composers are drawing inspiration from all over the world, they are all writing their variation on the same theme, which for Season 2 is that classical guitar song without words that I mentioned earlier. Madame Sidney Pratton. Who is she, and why this theme for our podcast? In short, she was a prodigious guitar virtuosa, teacher, and composer of the 19th century, with some 200 compositions to her name, scores of guitar arrangements, and multiple guitar method books, one of which was so popular as to be published in 12 editions. She was born as Katharina Josepha Peltzer in Mülheim, Germany in 1821, later changing her name after marrying the flutist and composer Robert Sidney Pratton. Katharina's father, Ferdinand Peltzer, was a noted guitarist himself, so she grew up with the instrument in hand, with his encouragement, and even began touring as a prodigy at 7 years old. That said, in the book Reminiscences of Madame Sidney Pratton, the biographer, Frank Mott Harrison, noted that she lived a human life, a feature that biographers are apt to overlook when describing the infant precocity of their subjects. Harrison cited as examples various occasions when Katharina squirmed impatiently through her harmony lessons, or when she became so frustrated with having her hair styled for concerts that once she marched off to the nearest hairdresser to have her locks clipped right off, much to her parents' dismay. And unlike many artists, again according to Mr. Harrison's account, Madame Pratton did not confine herself entirely to music. She delighted in discussing everyday topics and was as devoted to her daily paper and current literature as a statesman would be. So, when eventually Katharina settled in England, her charisma endeared her to varied social circles there. I'll venture to say the one who appreciated her company the most was none other than her husband, Robert Sidney Pratton, with whom she enjoyed a lasting marriage that she described as heaven on earth. frequently performed together as a flute and guitar duo, and he'd eagerly request to hear and would praise her latest original works so that their relationship fueled her creative endeavors. In fact, many of her compositions dated from those blissful years before illness left her widowed. Music lost its charm for a while after Robert's passing. But she allowed time to work on her heart as she carried on with her concerts and her teaching. Ultimately, she instructed some 2,000 guitar pupils, and many of her students went on to achieve great success of their own, including Ernest Chand, who was one of the most preeminent English guitarists before Julian Bream. My hope for this season of The Patchwork Suite is that Madame Pratton's Lament, an episode of life, as it's called, may provide composers an opportunity to reflect on some of their own episodes of life, or perhaps on those episodes portrayed through a mural that has captured their imagination. We did hear an excerpt of the lament in the introduction, but let's get to know it better now, ahead of our upcoming variations for the podcast. Music from Madame Sidney Pratton's Songs Without Words and the theme for The Patchwork Suite Season 2. Once more, our Patchwork Suite theme, a lament by Madame Sidney Pratton. And to learn more about the composer, I find Frank Mott Harrison's Reminiscences of Madame Sidney Pratton to be a really thoughtful account and a good read. From there, I'll leave the theme in the hands of our podcast composers. And I thank you for embarking on this creative venture together. Tune in for The Patchwork Suite on Mondays at 10 a.m. on FM 91 and revisit any episode online at WGTE.org or on the mobile WGTE app.